The Drug Enforcement Unit of the Kansas City Police Department had been monitoring the activities of the Mexican drug cartel for months. With over $40 billion of heroin, marijuana, and methamphetamines coming across the border, Mexico had long been the biggest source of illegal drugs being smuggled into the U.S. Mexican cartels controlled large swaths of Mexican territory and dozens of municipalities, and their primary corridor had been the vast border separating Mexico from California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. The President of the United States, in cooperation with Mexican President Felipe Calderon, initiated the War on Drugs. The U.S. pledged $1.4 billion, and Calderon had amassed an army of 45,000 troops to stem the tide of illegal drugs crossing the border. The cartels, feeling the increased pressure, sought another route to deliver their product to the lucrative U.S. cities by water. Launching from Mexico's Gulf Coast, boats filled with drugs entered the U.S. via the Mississippi River in New Orleans and made their way up the 1,278-mile waterway, offloading their cargo along the way. From St. Louis, the boats entered the Missouri River, bringing their illegal contraband into the heart of the Midwest. Since both rivers wound through hundreds of miles of uninhabited farmland and forest, there was ample opportunity for the smugglers to meet their urban contacts unobserved. The Drug Enforcement Unit had been tipped off by a fisherman who had observed such a meet while setting jug lines for the big channel cat and flatheads that inhabited the Big Muddy. Increased surveillance along the river had netted the DEU a local trafficker with ties to the Kansas City arm of the cartel. The officers had let the exchange take place, and when the smuggler's boat had disappeared, they collared the drug mule on the shoreline. The mule, who was simply a runner for the KC cartel, found himself between a rock and a hard place. The DEU had him in possession of enough illegal drugs to put him away for a very long time, and his life wouldn't be worth a duck's fart in prison after losing a valuable shipment of the cartel's drugs. It didn't take much persuasion for the mule to agree to be a snitch in exchange for the witness protection program. With information supplied by the mule-turned-snitch, the DEU learned of a huge shipment coming to Kansas City. This was the break they had been looking for. In one fell swoop, they could take down both the Mexican smuggler and their Kansas City connection and keep a huge supply of narcotics off the city streets. This was a huge operation for Sergeant Rocky Winkler and the Drug Enforcement Unit. A dozen officers from the Midtown Patrol had joined the men normally under his command. Captain Dwayne Short had handpicked his best officers, and together they would make one of the biggest drug busts in Kansas City history. The team sat quietly awaiting their orders from Sergeant Winkler.